Tom, you've done it again. You actually picked a fairly appropriate song for this program, which I suppose is something, but that's not my music. You've done it again.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bob. just a mistake. Hang on a second. I'll get your theme on. Here, wait.
Thank you. Hi, everybody. Bob Claster here, and I'm your host for Funny Stuff, a half an hour of comedy presented every week here on KCRW. Actually, Tom did choose an appropriate piece of music because it's about old-time radio, and that's what we're going to deal with tonight, mainly to commemorate the fact that as part of KCRW's Pledge Drive, on weekday afternoons from noon until 4, Ruth Hirschman and I will be hosting a program of the classic clowns of old-time radio, and it's a wonderful program. I hope you'll be able to join us and also support the Pledge Drive. And so tonight, we're going to be previewing some of that material and generally listening to comedy records and comedians from that era. And let's start out with something that got a great deal of response when I played it as part of Comedy Relief. It's a very rare record by Laurel and Hardy.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Oliver Hardy speaking. I'm taking this opportunity of thanking you and the countless friends in the British Isles for the wonderfully wholehearted reception you have given me on my first visit to your beautiful country. Words cannot describe my feelings upon... Never before have I been received... Never before have I been... Pardon me, ladies and gentlemen. I think my friend Mr. Laurel wishes to speak to me. What's on your mind?
What about mentioning me in the speech?
Don't worry, I'll get to you in just a few minutes.
In a few minutes?
Certainly.
Well, the record will be over in a few minutes, then you won't be able
to... Listen, why don't you do something to help me?
Well, what can I do?
Here's a hard-boiled egg. Eat that and just relax.
Thank you, Ollie.
Now, let's see where I was. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this is Oliver Hardy speaking. I'm taking this opportunity of thanking you and the countless friends in the British Isles for the wonderfully wholehearted reception you have given me on my first visit to your beautiful country.
Ollie.
What?
Speak up.
What for?
I can't hear you.
Well, if you'll get that egg down, you'll be able to hear me much better.
I just did get the egg down.
What'd you do with the eggshell?
What eggshell?
Don't tell me you've eaten the egg with the shell on it.
Well, I didn't know. You didn't tell me anything about it. You don't happen to have another one, do you?
No, I haven't.
Have you got any nuts?
No, I haven't got any nuts.
Well, what'd you do with those we brought in New York?
Oh, I left them in my wardrobe trunk.
Where is your trunk? Maybe we could go get them.
Oh, that reminds me. Where is my trunk? I haven't seen it for several days.
Have you felt in all your pockets?
Now, that's a good idea. I'll take a look. What do you mean, have I felt in all my pockets? Will you please stop annoying me while I make this speech?
No, I'm not annoying you. I'm not doing
now,
anything.
Now, keep quiet.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Stop wiggling your tie.
What do you mean, stop wiggling my tie?
Well, every time you get fancy, you start wiggling your tie, and it looks silly.
If you interrupt me again, I'll wiggle you. What are you crying for?
I don't want to be wiggled.
Pardon me, ladies and gentlemen. I wish to speak to my friend privately. What are you trying to do? Spoil my speech?
No, that's impossible.
You bet your life it's impossible.
That's the first time you've agreed with me, Ollie.
Oh, you're getting sarcastic, huh?
No, I'm not.
Well, just for that, you make a speech.
I don't want to make a speech.
Oh, yes, you will make a speech.
I don't know anything about it.
Go ahead.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen.
With your hat off.
Oh, I beg your pardon. Pardon. Ladies and gentlemen, with your hat off.
Oh, you don't say that.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, without your hat off.
Go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, you'll never know how happy we are to be here with you tonight in Chicago, America.
Oh.
It's the first...
We're in London, you fool. London.
Well, I didn't know. I've been traveling to so many places, I wasn't quite sure just where we were.
Well, go ahead. It won't make any difference anyway.
So this is London, eh?
Yes, London.
Ladies and gentlemen,
You said that once.
All right. I'm so happy to be here with you tonight in London, Scotland.
No, that's done it. No more speeches.
What do you mean, no more speeches? We've got to do something.
All right. Maybe I can sing a little song.
That's a good idea. Oh, say, that reminds me.
What?
I wish I brought my piano with me from America.
You don't have to bring a piano all the way from America. There's plenty here.
I know, but I wish I'd brought mine.
Now, why in your wildest dreams do you wish you'd brought your piano with you?
Well, you won't be mad at me if I tell you, will you?
Oh, no. You know I couldn't really get mad with you.
No, I'd rather not tell you.
Come on now. Why do you wish that you'd brought your piano with you?
Well, I left our return tickets lying on top of it.
Will you shut up? You've done enough damage.
What damage?
You left our tickets behind in America. Now we've got to swim back.
How far is it?
Oh, it's only 3,000 miles.
Well, that's not bad. It's only 1,500 miles each. Goodbye.
Yeah, Laurel and Hardy. That's just wonderful. Now let's turn to two of the great characters from the old-time world of radio, Fibber McGee and Molly.
Well, almost forgot I have to run down to the grocery store.
Oh, but yeah, but Molly...
I'll be back in a half hour, so do you.
Yeah, but... Well, this is a fine state of how do you do. Nobody to tie me up. Shucks. Well, maybe if I go out on the porch, some neighbor will give me a hand. Oh, there comes Foggy Williams. I'll bet he... Oh, no. That ain't Foggy. Oh, he looks like a good guy, though. Hey, bud! You got a minute to spare?
Well, I'm in rather a hurry, mister, but what's on your mind?
Look, bud, I wonder if you'd mind doing me a favor. This may sound a little silly to you, but come on in the house.
Well, go ahead. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm practicing a little magic here, see? Some rope escape tricks, like Houdini and those guys used to do, see?
Yeah?
So I wonder if you'd mind tying me up with this clothesline. My wife is out, and I want to practice getting loose before she gets back.
You want me to tie you up?
Yeah, just wrap this rope around me good, tie my feet and ankles, and...
Well, this is a new one, but give me the rope. I'll take a loop around your wrist.
Yeah.
Like this. Then run it around.
Yeah, lay me down here on the davenport.
Yeah. Now across your chest, and a half hitch around both ears.
Ooh.
And I'll loop it around your ankles.
Not too tight now, bud. You're strangling my ankles.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll loosen it a little.
Yeah, that's right.
Then around your knees a few times, and there. That tight enough?
Yeah, that's swell, bud. Well, you got some dandy knots in there. These knots don't seem to slip.
No, they won't slip. I appreciate all this cooperation. This is my business, you know.
Your business? Tying people up?
No, robbery.
Huh?
I'm a burglar by trade.
Well,
raise up a little. You're lying on your wallet. That's it?
Hey, put that back. What? You give me the phone. Call the cops. Call my wife.
Relax, Pop. This won't hurt a bit. Now, where do you keep your silver? In the sideboard?
The silver? Why, no, the silver's right through that door, bud. That door there.
Oh, thanks. This one?
That's the one. Just yank it off it, bud.
Get me out of there!
Another great team from the old-time world of radio was Abbott and Costello. And their absolutely classic routine, the one routine that would define Abbott and Costello, was their baseball routine. Who's on first?
Hey, Abbott!
What do you want, Costello?
Hello, Abbott. I understand that you're going to be the manager of the Lou Costello Junior Youth Foundation baseball team.
Yes, we just organized the thing.
Oh, you did?
Sure.
Well, I'd like to play on the team myself. You know, I know something about baseball.
Well, that would be accomplished.
Well, I'd like to know some of the guys' names on the team, so when I meet them on the street or in the ballpark, I'll be able to say hello to them.
Why, surely I'll introduce you to the boys. But you know, strange as it may seem, they give these ballplayers nowadays very peculiar names.
You mean funny names?
Nicknames, pet names, like Dizzy Dean.
Better Daffy?
Daffy Dean. And
I'm their French cousin.
French cousin?
Gouffet.
Gouffet. Gouffet. Well, now, let's see. We have on the bags, we have who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
That's what I want to find out.
What silly name? I say who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
Are you the manager?
Yes.
You know the fellow's name?
Well, I should.
Well, then who's on first?
Yes.
I mean the fellow's name.
That's it.
That's who?
Yes.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
The first baseman.
Who?
Have you got a first baseman?
Who is on first?
I'm asking you who's on first.
That's the man's name.
That's whose name?
Yes.
Now tell me who's on first.
That's right.
I want to know what's the guy's name on first
base.
No,
what's on second
base? I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who is on first?
I don't know.
He's on third. Now, we're not missing third. Now, let's get together.
How did I I get on third base?
You happen to mention his name.
If I mention a third baseman's name, who did I say is playing third
base? No, who is playing first?
I'm not asking you who's on first.
Who is on first?
I'm asking you, what's the guy's name on third?
What is on second?
Who's on second?
Who's on first?
I don't know.
He's on third.
There I go, back on third again.
I can't change their name.
You got a first baseman?
Absolutely.
When you pay him off every month, who gets the money?
Every dollar of it. Why not? The man's entitled to it.
Who is?
Yes.
So who gets it?
Sure he does.
Look, the left fielder's name.
Why?
Because.
Oh, he's center field. Now, you know these players as well as I do.
You got a catcher?
Surely.
The catcher's name?
Today.
Today, and tomorrow's pitching.
Now you've got it.
Now I've got it. I don't even. Look, all we got is a couple of days on it.
I can't help that.
A couple of days.
Don't get excited now.
Who's your next side?
Take it easy. Take it easy.
You know, I'm a pretty good catcher myself.
Well, tell me.
Now, I'll catch today myself. I'm going to catch. And tomorrow's pitching on the team.
Yes.
Now, Tamara throws the ball and the guy up bunts the ball.
Yes.
Now, when he bunts the ball, me being a good catcher, I want to throw the guy out of first base, so I pick up the ball and throw it to who?
Now, that's the first thing you've said right.
I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Well, that's all you have to do.
Is to throw the ball to first base.
Yes.
Now, who's got it?
Naturally.
If I throw the ball to first base, somebody's got to get it.
Yes.
Now, who's got it?
Naturally.
Naturally?
Naturally.
Oh, so I throw the ball to naturally.
You do nothing of the kind. You throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
That's it.
That's what I said.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
Did I throw the ball to naturally?
But you don't.
I throw it to who?
Naturally.
That's what I'm saying.
You're not playing it that way.
I throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
You ask me.
You throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
Well, say
same
it.
As you. I throw the ball to who?
That's
naturally.
Naturally.
Now, whoever it is drops the ball so the guy runs a second.
Yes.
Who picks up the ball and throws it to what? What throws it to, I don't know. I don't know, throws it back to tomorrow. Triple play.
Yes.
Another guy gets up and it's a long fly ball to be caught. Why? I don't know. He's on third and I don't give a darn.
What'd you say?
I said, I don't give a darn.
Oh, that's our shortstop.
Although we primarily think of the Marx Brothers from their wonderful movies, they did a lot of work in radio, especially Groucho, who... before his quiz show, You Bet Your Life came to television, had a version of it on radio. And here's an excerpt from that.
Well, welcome, welcome for the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers. Say the secret word and divide $100. It's a common word, something you see every day. Mrs. Yvonne Weber and Mr. William McRight, eh? Mr. McRight, I'll call you Mac, eh?
Save Everybody calls me Mac.
In other words, Mac is Jake with you, is that all
right? That's right.
Well, tell me, Jake, where are you from? Now, you're supposed to have an unusual occupation. What is it, Mac?
I sell clothing in Alaska.
You do, huh?
Yes, sir.
Well, I guess they need it up there. Well, tell us about your job. Who buys your clothes in Alaska?
Well, I sell most professional...
I thought everybody was bare up there.
Well, I sell most professional men in Alaska. In fact, men in all walks of life.
Uh-huh.
I sell them the world's finest clothes, tailored by Richard McIntosh of Hollywood. Mm-hmm. In fact, most Alaskans have
you
a dozen...
You forgot the address.
Didn't I say Richard McIntosh in Hollywood?
Yeah, but you didn't give the street address.
No. Oh, I'm sorry. Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah. You don't know the number, huh?
Are you allowed to advertise?
Oh, sure. We enjoy it. We don't want to discuss the DeSoto here. We're willing to... What we like to do is try to...
6912 Hollywood Boulevard.
Oh, good. That's good.
Thank
what we try to do is sell other products here, you see. Because the sponsor gets real angry if we mention his product. How old are you, Mac?
I'm 52.
Well, you don't look it.
Thank you.
Look about 38. Mrs. Weber, I'll just call you Yvonne, eh?
That's right.
Where is your home?
I live in Los Angeles, California.
Do you mind if I ask you a personal question?
No, go right ahead.
You don't know what the question is. It's not the question you think it is that I'm going to ask you. I'm just going to ask you how old you are.
I'm 30.
30, eh?
Mm-hmm.
You don't look it. You don't look a day over 25. You say you're married, huh?
That's right.
What does your husband do for a living?
He's a thread booker for Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company.
He's a what?
A thread booker.
Well, give him my congratulations. What is a thread broker?
I don't know.
Don't you know what your husband does? What does he tell you?
Nothing. He keeps away from my pots and pans, and I keep away from his tires.
Well, that's very shrewd, especially if you don't want to get run over. Are you handy around the kitchen, Yvonne?
Oh, I think I am.
What kind of dishes do you like to prepare?
Oh, I love to prepare tacos, enchiladas, tamales, frijoles. They're wonderful.
What is tacos?
Oh, tacos is a delicious tortilla that you put lots of beans and olives, meat, and you fold it and you eat it. Oh, it's wonderful.
Then you eat and then you fold, is that it? Well, your husband is a lucky man to have someone who can prepare all those tasty Mexican dishes. What is his favorite dish?
Sauerbraten.
That's great. You know, to this day, there's a great deal of controversy as to how much of that program was actually scripted and how much of it was ad-lib. It's still wonderful stuff. Now let's turn to my actual favorite of all of the old-time radio comedians, and that's Fred Allen. Something wonderful about his dry wit and the cast of characters that he assembled and the unusual guest stars that he had. Let's listen to two examples of guest stars that he had, Oscar Levant and Tallulah Bankhead.
Hello, Fred, old boy. Fred, I've never seen you looking so well.
Oscar, you stooping to flattery? Whatever has come over you?
I don't know. Suddenly I'm a nice guy. It's terrible. How can I become my old repulsive self again?
You mean you were happier as a rat?
Yes.
Well, Oscar, you have got to get hold of yourself.
Why should I get hold of myself? I might get to like it and become an osteopath.
Well, when did your personality reverse itself, Oscar?
It started out in Hollywood, Fred.
Well, tell me, what were you doing out in Hollywood?
For my birthday, somebody gave me a pair of smoke glasses and some lavender wedgies. Where else could I wear them without people staring at me?
Well, didn't you make a picture with Joan Crawford and John Garfield for the Warner Brothers?
Yes.
I suppose you play the piano in the picture.
Whenever they send for me to come out to Hollywood, it always has something to do with a piano.
Well, how do you mean?
If it's a B picture, they want me to play the piano.
Yeah?
If it's an A picture, they want me to move the piano.
Well, what about this picture you just finished?
In this picture, I play the piano and move it.
Well, tell me, how did you photograph?
I'm hideous. I should wear a sweater over my face.
Say, if you had pop eyes, a sweater might look good.
Good morning, Freddy, darling.
Good morning, Tallulah Angel.
Sweetheart, I must say you look refreshingly well-rested this morning.
Yes, thanks to our wonderful Pasternak factory-tested Pussy Willow mattress. The mattress that takes all of the guesswork out of sleeping. Well, breakfast ready, Angel Face?
Yes, sweetums, here's your coffee.
Well, thank you, doll.
Peach fuzz. You've spilled some on your vest.
Good. Now I can try some of that little panther spot remover. Just spray some little panther on your vest and watch it eat the spot right out.
And imagine, darling.
Stop. Don't you dare move to Lou.
But, darling.
What have you done to your hair? That sheen, that brilliance.
Well, I guess it's what so many society women are doing these days. I went to Madame Yvonne's hairdo heaven.
Well, it is divine. Your head looks like the back of a bunny, really. Oh, our canary.
Little Yasha is so happy.
He knows that the newspaper on the bottom of his cage is New York's leading daily. Oh,
isn't she cute? I just love the way your tooth is shining this morning.
Yes, Mummy. I brushed it with Dr. Pratt's homogenized toothpaste.
So sweet.
I love you, Mummy and Dad.
I love you too, darling. Now, you run along to school, baby. Well, that's little Yasha telling us our time is up.
We'll be back tomorrow morning at 6, folks. Until then, this is Freddie.
And Tallulah.
Saying goodbye.
Goodbye.
Now, wasn't that simple, Tallulah, with a radio program like this?
But it's ridiculous, Fred. Nobody can possibly be that cheerful every morning.
Well, that's true. If one of those happy couples woke up grouchy one morning, the listener would probably hear something like this.
Hey, knucklehead, get out of that bed. You got a program to do.
Will you quit yapping? 6 o'clock in the morning. Who's up to listen to us? A couple of burglars and Arthur Godfrey, maybe. Mouth tastes like a sand hog. Just pull this foot out of it. Dad, I'm sleepy.
Well, why don't you stay home some night and try sleeping?
Sleeping on that Pasternak Pussy Willow mattress? Every time I lie down on that cat hair, my back arches.
Oh,
Stop beefing. Here's your coffee.
Well, it's about time. I spilled some on my nightshirt.
Oh, you're such a slob. I'll get that bottle of... that little bottle of Panther Spot Remover.
You're not putting any of that Adam juice on me. The last time it ate away my nightshirt and I still had the spot left. Where do you find these sponsors? In the police lineup? Your hair. It looks as though you just took your head out of a Mixmaster.
I know that hag, Madame Yvonne, with her chicken fat. My hair keeps sliding off my head.
That bird again. Shut up, you molting pest.
Now, look here, clam.
Oh, babe. Shut up. And Yasha, you shut up, too.
Good morning, Mommy and Daddy.
That'll teach you sneaking up on your parents with that one tooth like an old elk.
Can the kid help it if she looks like you?
I want my breakfast.
Go gum a donut.
Pipe down, Tom.
And I've had enough of this grind with you and that kid and the canary yapping around. I've got a gun here.
You're right, you kid, Yasha.
Yes, and you're next.
Now we come to one of the nicest aspects about Fred Allen. Fred Allen was very good friends with Jack Benny. And they had a pretend feud which ran throughout their careers. They were constantly sniping at one another on their various programs. And we're about to hear the culmination of that feud. I should mention that the last day of this Classic Clowns program is going to be Monday, February 14th, Valentine's Day, which is Jack Benny's birthday, and we're going to feature a special tribute to Jack Benny. So here it is, the culmination of the famous Fred Allen-Jack Benny feud.
Benny was born ignorant, and he's been losing ground ever since. Who would be low enough to sneak into a tour to save 60 cents?
There's the guy. Hey, you!
Who, me?
Jack, how can you be so cheap?
All right, go ahead. Be like the other radio comedians. Tell some cheap joke. I won't even eat in the sun. My shadow might ask me for a bite.
Well, Jack, if there ever was a time that you and I should not argue, this is the time.
What do you mean, this is the time?
Well, haven't you heard? A lot of the radio programs that have been on for many years have been canceled. By the way, you finished tonight, didn't you?
Yes, sirree. Tonight was my last show of the season.
Did your sponsor mention anything about your program coming back in October?
Well, no, Fred, but we have a mutual understanding. You see, we always sort of take it for granted.
Oh.
The season ends, the sponsor shakes hands with me, and then we... Yipe!
Jack, what's wrong?
Tonight he didn't shake hands.
Cheer up, Jack. When you're retired, you can tune in on my new show.
New show?
People don't want entertainment today. A radio show has to give away things. Nylons, iceboxes, automobiles.
You mean to stay on the air, you have to give things away?
Yes.
I'll die first.
Well, not me. I'm auditioning my new program tonight.
And you're, Fred, you're giving things away?
Tons of stuff.
Well, Fred... As long as I'm here in the studio...
Well, no, I'm sorry, Jack. Professional... Professional people cannot participate. It's a rule.
But don't you ever find people on these programs changing their names to get something for nothing?
Well, occasionally we do catch a phony, but we're on the air. What can we do?
Now,
Mr. Allen, we're ready for your audition.
I'll run along, Fred. So long.
So long, Jack.
Giving away things for nothing.
Well, all right, let's try out my new show.
Here he is, the man who will change one of you nobodies into king for a day, the old kingmaker himself, Fred Allen.
Thank you. Thank you. And here is our first eager contestant. Your name, sir?
Myron Proudfoot.
Myron Proudfoot? You look like a chap I know.
I'm not interested in your friends. Start giving things away, brother.
Now, don't get sarcastic, Mr. Proudleg.
The name is Proudfoot, and make with the question.
All right. Who was the sixth president of the United States?
John Quincy Adams.
John Quincy Adams is correct, and Mr. Myron Proudfoot is king for a day. Well, Your Majesty, how do you feel?
Never mind how I feel. What do I get?
Immediately after this program, Your Majesty will be guest of honor at a banquet at Hamburger Heaven. Tomorrow night, in your ermine robe... You will be whisked by bicycle to Orange, New Jersey, where you will be the judge in a chicken cleaning contest.
I'm king for a day!
There's more?
Yes. On our stage, we have a Hoffman pressing machine.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
An expert operating the Hoffman pressing machine will press your trousers.
Now, wait a
minute. Keep your shirt on, King.
You bet I'll keep my shirt on.
We're a little late, folks. Tune in
now,
again.
Come on,
next
Alan.
Week.
Give me my pants.
Quiet, King.
Alan, this is a great. Where are my pants?
Denny, for 15 years I've been waiting to catch you like
Alan,
this.
Alan, you haven't seen the end of me.
It won't be long now.
I want my pants.
Fred Allen and Jack Benny, and that's just an excerpt, just a taste of some of the wonderful stuff that you will be hearing on weekday afternoons from noon to four, when Ruth Hirschman and myself will host the Classic Clowns of Comedy here as part of the KCRW Pledge Drive, running Monday through Friday of this week and Monday of the following week, culminating in a special Jack Benny birthday tribute. Where's my music? Seems like that's all I ever say in this program. Oh, there we go. Anyhow, that'll do it for tonight's episode of Funny Stuff. I hope you enjoyed it. A little surprise here. Next week we'll be preempted for the Pledge Drive, and the week after that we'll be preempted for a Santa Monica Chamber Music Concert, and we'll be back on the 25th. The program guide is wrong, is incorrect for that one. An understandable mistake, but it says Woody Allen, and it won't be Woody Allen. Well, we'll keep that as a surprise. It'll be a special treat coming up on Friday, February 25th. And so I hope you enjoy the Pledge Drive and don't become too exasperated with it. Stay with us, and you should be entertained by it. And that'll do it for tonight. This is your host, Bob Claster, hoping that you will keep the smile going for 3 weeks until we next meet. And don't forget to keep that sense of humor well exercised, because you never know when you're going to need it. Thanks a lot, everybody. Good night.